Everyone, and welcome to the 20th episode of OMG Craft. My name is Chad Johnson. I remembered a little thing that I like to do during the thing, which is throw up lower thirds just for you guys. It's specifically for you and no one else. This episode, holy mackerel. It's a type of fish, and it is really good. And that's the same way that this episode is going to be. Really, really good. We are going to get into the first snapshot of 2013. It kind of threw me off when I downloaded it, and it had 13 as the first two numbers instead of 12. And it all made sense after I thought really long and hard about it. We are also going to get into our predictions for what is going to happen during 2013. It is going to be really, really good. Man, I am excited to be back. The last weeks, we have had some really, really great holiday episodes. If I didn't say it enough during those episodes, huge thanks to everyone who chipped in. We had Jackie Hearn doing voices. We had T2 editing for like weeks on end. And we had Cheeto doing all sorts of crazy stuff. We had Curly throwing up. I mean, there were so many people that helped out with the creation of those episodes. If you haven't watched them, go back, check out especially episode 19, Craft On, a homage to my very own Game On, which I helped create back a year ago, very soon. It's almost been a year anniversary. Anyway, so go if you were expecting a show that was like that, sorry, we don't do that every week. We normally do this thing where we stand up here and I give you a really nice tutorial about what's going on in Minecraft. So before we get any further, let's jump into news. Oh, I hate it when I do that. I was trying to fade the, I don't like it when there's that creeper transition at the end of news. Anyway, we'll just keep on going. This week, last week, Minecraft got a quick update. This is kind of like the tiniest little bitty update. It was a 1.4.7 update. They had just a few little bugs in the 1.4.6 Minecraft version, so they went ahead and pushed this out. It wasn't anything major, and in fact, you wouldn't have even they gave us a pre-release and you could have downloaded it and used it, and 1.4.6 clients will work perfectly with 1.4.7 clients and that sort of stuff, working with multiplayer things, and it's not really that big of a deal, but they did release a new update for Minecraft, so look for that in your Minecraft launcher. Also, Craft Bucket, one of the most popular versions of Minecraft for adding on plugins to Minecraft, got updated to had the second revision of their 1.4.6 update. This was a little bit borked. I don't know. Unfortunately, it had a bug where it cleared enchantments on items in chests. So if you accidentally downloaded and installed that one, I hope that you had a backup of your world, because wow, that would stink if you did that to an entire server. So they have actually come out with their third revision already, and you can go ahead and download it. The bug fixes that are in the 1.4.7 are already were fixed and actually in the revision 2, but now this is completely compatible with 1.4.7, which is what I was just talking about earlier. And hooray, all of your enchantments that used to be in chests aren't destroyed and aren't gone. I would be very angry if that happened to me. We... this, because we're doing sort of two things. We're actually not even doing the top three at the end of the show. We're just going to get into the snapshot that came out this week, and then we're going to get into some predictions, and that might, hilarity might ensue. It may ensue. If you are looking for hilarity, it might be there. If you're not, then why are you even watching the show? I don't know how to go with this. So this week we had a snapshot released by Mojang, and in fact, I realized that I installed the snapshot on a different computer, and one of the things I was supposed to do to start off the show was install it. So, hey, you get to see me install a snapshot. Wow, that's weird. I don't want that explosion when I use the fade transition. So this is a jam-packed snapshot. If you ever wondered what it looks like when good old OMG Chad installs a snapshot, he downloads it to his download folder. Then he grabs the name of this snapshot. He copies that. He opens up his download folder. It's already sorted by day. Then he deletes the thing because there's a few in there. Then he puts it in his Minecraft folder, in the bin folder. So you can see all the different jars I have. Paste it right there. Then I go ahead and open up Magic Launcher and hope that it's updated. And then I go into Setup. So I will add a new jar. I'm going to create a new one. And because I have the that name copied, because I copied and pasted anything, it's all nicely named. And then I grab another thing in there. And then I select the correct jar, which would be this one, because it's the 13. Now, if you didn't know, we actually covered this in one of the first episodes. The naming convention is, it starts with the year, so 2013. This is the first one of 2013. Then it goes into the week, and this is obviously week one, because we haven't even gotten through week one. And then the revision letter. So if this is the first revision, this will be A, but if it's the second, it'll go to B, third, C. That sort of, it works like the alphabet works, if you wouldn't believe. I use Magic Launcher to keep track of all of these, this allows me to have multiple. I've covered this in a previous episode as well, but man, we're on episode 20. Like, that's a lot of episodes. I don't know why that is doing that. Can you please stop? Good. Okay. Creeper explosion has been taken care of. There will be no more creeper explosions throughout this episode of OMG Craft. So anyway, I use Magic Launcher to keep track of all of these different jar files, which is what runs Minecraft. And it's really nice because you get that drop-down menu. And if you have other versions that have other mods installed, like maybe on specific servers, you need specific mods to be on that server, or there's all sorts of different reasons that you would have to have different Minecraft jars or different modded games. So that's what I do. It looks like I'm still in Wintercraft mode from the last time that we had an episode, which was 3 weeks ago. Oops, hit the wrong button. So because this is a snapshot, I'm going to want to use the default texture pack. If I use a different texture pack, it won't have all of the information that I need. So I'm going to go ahead and connect to the world that we have decided to use for this showing off of the new snapshot. And if I can remember it off of memory, that would be great. But hooray, I did remember it off of memory. Go me. So here we are inside of this little snapshot world. You can see Cheeto. He's still working on the little map that we're going to use for this show. The first thing that I'm going to show off are the comparator blocks. Did you guys just jump? Wow. Real awesome, guys. So there was talk about having a capacitor block, and the capacitor block might repeat Redstone. There was a lot of talk during Minecon about what this capacitor block would do. I was really worried because it sounded like they were completely rethinking how Redstone worked and would repeaters be repeaters and what the heck is all of this. Well, Jeb has said that this now comparator block is actually what the capacitor block was supposed to be. So what does a comparator block do? It takes two inputs. So it takes the back input, and then it compares it to the side input. And if the side input is greater than the one coming in from behind it, then it turns off the repeater. So you can see that this one is on because the glowstone is on. And underneath this line is on. And so this would be at either, depending on how you think about redstone, this is either at the first step of redstone, or it's at power level 15, and it will go all the way down to zero. So either way on how you think about redstone. And because this has a higher power level, it's turning off this comparator block. If I turn this off, or if I just break it all entirely, the redstone line underneath, and here I'm going to go over here and use, there we are, right click that. And so if you go back, because this is now not powered anymore, you can see that the line goes through. And this is actually the same signal strength. There was no degradation in signal strength. So this is, say, signal strength 2. The one in front of it is also signal strength 2. And it also does this instantaneously. So if I grab a torch and turn this off, you can see that it's updating on the other side of that comparator block instantaneously. So if you want to hear Seth Bling kind of freak out a little bit in his videos, you go and watch his latest video about the snapshot 13 W01A, and you can hear just the excitement about how, because this is an instantaneous event, that you can create really long lines of redstone, and it will happen instantaneously. You can have, it could go across huge distances of maps. There's not even a single tick delay. Now then, this is a big, big announcement. This is a snapshot. All of this can change. It might not be this way in the future. If somehow you're just joining us, we've actually had a lot of new subscribers to the show, so thank you for subscribing. If you are unfamiliar with what a snapshot is, these are the development builds that Mojang gives the community to test out. It lets the community understand sort of where the company and where the developer is going in the future, but all of this could change, and it's also to see how stable items are in the world. So now that is over with, let's jump back in. The crafting recipe for this comparator block uses something new called, what was it? I forget the name of it. It was nether. There we are. What is it? Whatever this is. Nether quartz. It uses nether quartz. It's similar. It's in a similar construction to a repeater. It uses three torches instead. But the other cool thing about this is, so far, you can right click it and it doesn't. There's obviously a change in the block, but unsure as to what this does yet. Seth Bling in his video said that maybe it would create a new signal just like the repeaters do, but at the moment it's not doing anything. So just to kind of show off some more of this stuff, let me turn on this comparator. And if you come over here, I can show off a little bit more about how the line, if I turn this one on, see how it's only going for two more spots? Maybe this will help people realize that, it's not repeating this signal. Okay, that's about it for the comparator. Just briefly to recap, if a signal comes in from the side that is larger or stronger than the one coming in from the back of the comparator, it will turn the comparator off. And and I had a hard time trying to realize what people could use this for. But if you imagine sort of how programming works, this could create a perfect if statement where if the power is stronger over here, then turn it off. So you can use these blocks to create easier logic constructions when making your redstone contraptions. Really, really cool stuff. The next neat thing that came out is this little sun detector. What it does is it detects the position of the sun or the light level of the sun and then sends it out over redstone current. And it will go all the way up to 15. You can see that it just went down because the sun light level is decreasing. And it will slowly go all the way down and create less and less of a redstone current along this line. This is one of the exciting things to me, is that it shows off how the team at Mojang is planning on using redstone in this sort of analog function where it's still just a yes-no thing for the light, for where the light will either be on or off, not like a dim light or anything like that. But you can see that this is only creating a signal strength down the line for as far of a distance as it can go. And so if you wanted to have something that was really like a sun detector, you would have to build out something as large as this contraption because you need to be able to detect all the way down. So to kind of make this faster, we added a little command block, and you can see that the sun, once the light level went down, it now detects that it is less, and it'll go all the way down until it's absolutely night and there is no more light level to generate any sort of redstone thing. So, what could you use this for? Well, you could use it for a door that closes at night. Mobs spawn at night, and so you could invert the signal and have a door raise up so that mobs can't get into your building. You could have it set off lamps at night when it gets to a certain light level. All of the lamps, around using these redstone lamps, they could all turn on. And it's good to note that this only detects sun light level. Not if I throw down a torch, it won't change the current coming out of this. So if you could light all of this up and it wouldn't matter. It's only sunlight level that matters to this detector. Okay, moving on. This is also one of the coolest things that they have implemented into the game thus far. These are not anvils, even though they look like weird triangular anvils. These are what are they called? Hoppers. These item hoppers will take items that are added to the top of them, and it can do a few things with them, mostly move items around. So we're going to kind of show this off using this red rose dispenser. So you can see the red rose is going in, but it is not falling out the bottom. And if I right-click this, you can see the red the red hair dye in this item hopper. I didn't realize that that was red hair dye. I never had rolled over it until right now. So now we have extra red hair dye in this item hopper. And you can see on the inside that the hair dye is coming in from the top, and it'll fill up this five-slot sort of inventory that the item hopper has. Once that the items are in the item hopper, let me step off of it, it can do a few different things with it. So this is an empty one. Let's go ahead and let's get some red hair dye moving in to this item hopper. And once it comes in, you can see that it's coming in, and then it's disappearing. Where is it disappearing to? Well, it's disappearing to the chest right below it. So it grabs the item, and then it moves it down into the chest. You can imagine that this could be used for maybe a mob spawner farm where it automatically kills items and or kills mobs, and they it pushes via water some of the mob items, entities down in through this hopper into this chest. I mean, just like really, really, really amazing the amount of things that you could possibly do with an item hopper, and there are still even more. It will also move things here. Let's just kind of get rid of this inventory. It'll move things from one chest in through the hopper down to the bottom chest. So here are all the items that I just gave it. Real simple stuff. Now, these are, of course, not mobile. They are just items. So, but you could have maybe if you're on a PvP server, this could be a secure drop-off point where you could have a protected layer that was either region protected. You could put an item in here. It'll go down to the one below, and everyone's safe in your little PvP server. This could really be useful. Now, over here we have sort of a little bit of a scenario built up. Over in this chest, we have lots of hair dye, as you can see. I require large amounts of hair dye. But let's say we wanted to get it over here, but automatically, where maybe players dropped off their items here, or maybe this was a mob farm. And you can see that this hopper is already filled with hair dye because it's going to automatically grab from this top chest and fill the hopper as fast as it can. And it's around, I'd say, I wonder if it's every tick that it does it, which would mean, depending on your server, that'd do it 20 times a second. It might be every 5 ticks. I haven't timed it out correctly, but you can see we'll push this cart over here. It'll quickly start to fill the cart underneath, just like that. And this is, of course, without me opening up any of these inventories, trying to grab it from one to the other, and showing off that a chest inside of a minecart, which has so far been sort of useless, it hasn't been incredibly helpful so far, can now be used really, really efficiently to move large quantities of items from one place to another. Before, it really wasn't worth putting down all the rail and making carts that have chests in them and blah, 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 blah. Now, if you can set up an automated system to move these items from one place to another, that would be really, really helpful. So once I've added as many stacks as I want to the minecart, I could send it back on its way, and it can go over to this one, and you can see that it is pulling out of the chest into the bottom one through the item hopper. It's just grabbing one and then putting one into the bottom. So not only can you dispense into, but you can dispense out of. We have a cool little contraption set up over here where we have item hoppers in the back of all of these furnaces. And you can kind of see that the bottom of that hopper points into the furnace. So that's a nice visual representation of how this hopper is working. Inside of this furnace, we have a whole bunch of wood. Someone stole a piece of wood from this furnace. Who was it? I'm very disappointed. Where did Cheeto and T2 go? I think it was one of them. Anyway, and then we have this minecart over here that is filled. I see him. There he is. He stole a piece of wood. Who stole a piece of wood from the furnace jar? So we have a cart over here filled with charcoal. If I come over here and throw the switch-o-matic, what's going to happen? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. And goodbye. We don't need you anymore because it put some coal into each of these furnaces. I think that we were hoping that it would put a whole stack, but it also put a rail into this one. So anyway, work in progress. A cool little thing to see just how awesome these item hoppers could be. You could also maybe have that going back and forth between all of them, and like through a little redstone circuit to keep it, sorry, you're getting dizzy, to keep it flowing the whole time. Actually, there'd be a Anyway, very, very, very interesting stuff to do with item hoppers, and I'm sure that the community will come out with some really, really cool stuff. Now, a new thing with chests. By the way, did I say at the beginning of this, holy mackerel, like a fish, there was a lot of stuff in this update. We're still, like, we still have, like, three more things to get through. Like, bogus amounts of stuff. Okay, so if you look at these chests really, really, really carefully, you will be able to tell a difference between the two of them. This one has redstone coming out of the side of it. That's the difference. No, I'm kidding. So this one has this little red fringe around the latch on the chest. You can't. This is actually what they're now calling a trapped chest. And you can see this glowstone lamp over here on the side. It'll turn off, and Cheeto, when he opens it, it turns on. And when I also get into it, and Cheeto actually got into it. Where's Cheeto? There he is. Oh. If you had wood on your head, I would have been so mad. So Cheeto is also in it, and you can see when other people join. Oh, good. Oh, good. Analog redstone. It's a book. No idea. Okay. Good. I'm glad. So you can see how many people are inside of a chest. And this can be used for traps. Like, say, three people open the chest at once. You know, it explodes. You can also see that there's also this extra little a little reddening on the chest thing, which isn't there on the normal chest. Another really cool thing that this allows us is this is two chests together that don't connect. So you can create these extra – whoa, that was a weird glitch. You can create these chests that sit right next to each other if you wanted. Yeah, it's working on it. It's thinking about it. Oh, I couldn't do that because it's a little bit of a chest swastika. I don't like that. Okay, go away. So you can use these to create really good and compact storage compartments because these are two different types of chests. And you can see down here the item ID as I flip through them goes from chest to trap chest. The way to create one of these trap chests is to take a normal chest, grab a tripwire, and just inside of your inventory, and I don't have one because I'm in creative mode, and just add those two things together, and it will create a trap chest out of it. Really, really cool stuff. Okay, five more big things to cover. Okay, next thing is pressure plates. There are two different types of pressure plates that are completely new to the game. There are these iron pressure plates, and there are these gold pressure plates. Before, we've had the stone and wooden pressure plates. These pressure plates actually don't detect player weight at the moment, so I can step on either of these, and they don't detect me. They will detect entities, and they both act differently than each other. This is the light pressure plate, the gold one. And the heavy pressure plate, the iron one. What do I mean by light and heavy? Well, if we turn on this sort of clock that's going to continuously poke out all my hair dye, you can see that this one, about every four items that pops out, it will add a power level. Ooh, crap. I picked it all up. Well, you can see that it's doing it. About every four items, or truly every four items, it will add a redstone level, current level, to the current right here, all the way up to 15. I'm going to turn that off just because it's loud. But this one over here, you see, we got like really far on this one. In fact, if I throw all of, I forget, can I throw all of it? No. Shift, Q. I forget how to. I thought there was a way to do it all without doing it this way, but I think I'm wrong. And I don't know where that stuff went. That was a weird glitch. Okay. So you can see that even though I took some out of that because I got too close, this one's way far along, and this one isn't really that far along. And let's actually go ahead and walk over, pick this up. This had a stack and around a stack and a half So it's about every, I believe it's 42 items, this heavy pressure plate will create a redstone current down this line. So this could be used in conjunction with the new hoppers and things like that to once you get so many items, it will, you know, start a thing, or like maybe once you get four of them, it'll do something. What is Tito doing over there? Let's just ignore him for right now. Okay, cool. So what Tito is actually showing off is a brand new block. This is the redstone block. There was talk at Minecon about, will you ever do a redstone block? And now there is this cool redstone block. Now, what would it be used for? Oh, don't hurt me. It will create redstone current, but it can be moved just like any other, like, cobble block. Now, you really couldn't do this before because the torches would fall off. You could sort of do a thing with rail and detector rail and a minecart, but it didn't, because it used the game physics, it wasn't really that perfect. And so now we have a movable redstone contraption and a redstone source, which is really, really neat. It will definitely create more compact redstone designs. And what a crazy looking block. Like, I'm excited just to use that amount of red in game. I mean, obviously, I'm really excited to use that amount of red in game. I think it's going to be useful for everyone as I hold red hair dye in my hand. Okay, so I talked about the Nether. I keep forgetting the name. Nether quartz, and this is what the actual ore looks like when you find it in game. Of course, you're going to have to go to the Nether to find Nether quartz, as the name would suggest. It harvests just like any other block, and when you harvest it, it just gives you back Nether quartz. It doesn't give you back any Netherrack. And this is going to be used in not only the comparator recipe, but also in the sunlight level detector recipe. There's Cheeto over there, just hanging out. And so nice to know that there are now more blocks in the Nether for people to go in and harvest. Another really, really cool thing is that now Netherrack can be smelted into Nether brick. And then you take the good old Nether brick, throw it into a crafting table, and you can get the Nether brick blocks out of them. And so now you have something to A, do with all the Netherrack rack that you have been storing up, and you have a way to create Nether bricks and Nether brick blocks from other items, which before all you could do was go and harvest the Nether fortresses inside of the Nether. I've said, someone count out how many times I just said Nether. That's a lot. And finally, we have, this is really cool. There is some new inventory management stuff in this new snapshot. First of all, wow, I have all of this stuff. And if I had inventory tweaks, which I covered, I believe, on episode 1 or 2, I could try to organize all of these using key commands, but hey, that's a modded version of Minecraft. This is now vanilla Minecraft. All I have to do is double click and it will pick up a stack of the item that I double click. So I can real quickly try to organize all of this. For some reason, there is a little bit of a bug when I set, and you can see that I grabbed from that first one. There's a little bit of a bug that when I set down, you can see some of the numbers kind of freaking out. I'm sure that will get solved quickly. As well as you can shift click, you can shift click and double click, and it moves all of the items in your inventory, which is really cool. You can also pick up, and if you click and hold, it will do this sort of deciding how many items to put down that all make sense. If I, and that was just clicking and holding, and if I shift click, shift double click, or whatever. There we go. Now that is doing the normal left click and hold, and it will sort of divide out. And if it's a number that isn't divisible, you can whatever is left in your hand is sort of the extra. So you can imagine that when you are trying to pick when you're trying to create, say, lots of armor really quickly, or anything like that, or you know that you have wheat in your inventory and you just throw down three just like that and you're left with this one, that's going to make 21 pieces of bread, like just crazy awesome. The other thing is that if you left click and hold, it just puts down one, which is just kind of, I just like it because so many times I've just wanted to do like stupid designs. Also, this works like, say, I was trying to make a furnace real fast. That is way faster than doing this. And, you know, this is if you were hoping to make a furnace, I mean, or gosh, it really brings up a big sort of, now with gestures and things like that, you can make recipes. In fact, I'm going to find that I like recipes that are connected. So that was for pants. That's a hat. Then we can make shoes, and then you can make lots of shoes if you wanted to do that. Yeah. Anyway, just real cool. It looks like I'm spelling something, even though I'm not. Just really, really, really useful stuff. And wow, how did we not have this before? I don't imagine living without it. Very, very cool stuff in inventory management. Okay, well, that is about it for the... Let me make sure that I'm trying to... okay, flip me. T2 says flip me. I'm worried. What is it going to do? This is weird. Okay, flip you. I don't think T2 is finished creating it. I think I bothered him before he was ready. Anyway, really cool stuff in the new snapshot. What? I'm confused. Oh, is this grabbing a piece of coal and taking it out of there and putting it back in the bottom? Oh my god, is that really what's going on here? That is so cool. Oh, I didn't even know that. Okay, anyway, it is a T flip flop. Just if you wanted a T flip flop. Okay, so that is all that is in the snapshot for this week. Tons and tons and tons and tons of information. You could start like learning now all of the, I mean, there are going to be intricate things that you can do with all of the things that were talked about in this episode. And you could be making maps forever just based on some of the things that we covered in this game. Really, really, really cool stuff. Now, of course, we are in a new year, so we have to talk about the predictions coming up in Minecraft. And I didn't want to do this alone. In fact, none of these predictions were my own. I'm just an arbiter of what people have been saying around the internet and what people that we trust and know, how they really feel about where Minecraft is going in the future. So we had three questions that we asked folks. We had three predictions that we believe are going to come true. First off, we believe that there's going to be new mobs in Minecraft. So everyone agreed with us, and so they sent in their mob ideas of these will be the mobs that Mojang puts into the game. We also all agreed that Vex will have some crazy things that he's going to come up with and implement in his maps. And everyone, it was a unanimous decision. Everyone said, yeah. And so we got some submissions about what these will be. And then everyone, you know, we all believe that there's going to be a killer new feature in Minecraft that none of us can really predict perfectly. So just a new feature needs to be implemented, and we had people send in their ideas for what the feature would be. So first, let's get into what people thought that the new mob would be in 2013. Of course, we've always had sponge blocks, but where do they come from? So this is there's a little bit of a description here at the bottom. Okay, so basically, sponges is an unused block in Minecraft. Sponges need to be used. So a vicious hostile mob is my prediction that sticks to you like a mother, and then just like a mother, like it would love you like a mother. Samuel Proser sent in, of course, we got to get sponges in Minecraft. Next, we have Curly, who sent in the giant squid here. He says, after all the mechanical redstone lighting bugs and after all the API additions are made, and I feel Jeb will want to look for an area to add new content and maybe even a new boss. I feel like the most obvious section that needs attention is water. We get massive ocean biomes that are devoid of any life. I predict we'll see some sort of kraken boss, hopefully better than just a large derpy potato squid, sea life, diving masks, maybe underwater redstone wire drills and like that. Release the kraken, is what Curly says. Good. I think that's good. We have, a rainbow monster by T2. You can see T2 is fighting the rainbow monster right now. He's very excited to fight. I can't tell if the rainbow is coming out of T2 into the rainbow monster, like he sucks rainbow out of you, or if the rainbow monster is shooting rainbows at T2 and T2 is really, just really enjoying it. I mean, you can tell. T2's into that rainbow monster. So either way, I'm sure that it's a very dangerous mob, this is obviously a bear. Bears should become a hostile mob in Minecraft. Oh, maybe even polar bears for the snowy biomes. I like this bear, and I think that it would be fun to go fight a bear. It was like roar, and like you would, you know. Get bear skin. You could make extra leather out of bears instead of just out of the cows. So yeah, bear's a great idea. And next, kind of an angry looking bearded spider from Slaughters. That spider doesn't have 8 legs. It only has 7 legs. But I'm sure that he will be able to figure that out. I agree spiders would be, well, there's already spiders in Minecraft, but maybe he needed a bearded spider. Chad's fangirl army submitted by T2. That would be a horrible, hostile mob. That would be, yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Let's move off of, this is giving me chills. So I like how all the girls in my fangirl army all have red hair just like me. So that was a hostile mob prediction. I feel like these are all, just perfect hits. Home runs in every single category. Next, we have Vex's great ideas that he's going to implement into his maps, just these crazy ideas. So the first one is poisonous wheat. We have poisonous potatoes, poisonous wheat. That makes a lot of sense. There's someone who's dead. Looks great. Curly sends in not an image, but just a paragraph. So I'll let you look at me while I read this paragraph. I feel Vex will be the first to create a true horror genre in vanilla Minecraft, something akin to Silent Hill or Fatal Frame, something that breaks the player down even though they know they're playing a video game. He's the one who's proven time and time again that he knows design. He knows where and why a player is going to do something and how to get them to do what he wants while making them feel like they have control. He knows how to craft emotions in people and with just building design. And I feel a true psychological horror map is just dying to be created. I feel like Vex, if anyone can do it, I feel like Vex can. The other thing that Vex will make this year, and this is guaranteed, is an Enderman Blaze Jockeys, like Spider Jockeys, but Enderman on top of Blazes. This was submitted by Cheeto. I wonder, I think you can easily tell that Cheeto, look, he has his fingers all over this. It's like little Cheeto dust everywhere. And, wait, what? This is just, wait, on motor, what? This is, T2, okay, whoa, just a little bit of a... Okay, Enderman Blaze Jockeys on motorcycles. I agree. I like the little windshield that he has, keeping it safe. I kind of let this one slip a little bit early, but it looks like Batman will be also created by Vex. This you know, in his maps, you know, just Batman. Just you gotta have Batman. All of these will come true in the year 2013. next is a generic feature that Mojang will implement into the game of Minecraft. And it kind of says it all just right here. The silly chicken. Corn. This is something I think needs to be added to the game. We do have wheat. We have potatoes and carrots. Can you think of anything else that is missing from the game? I would have to say it's corn. T2 also says battle pigs. We got to get battle pigs. Not to scale these battle pigs. We have pigs, we have saddles, but I think that maybe if you fed the pigs, what could you feed pigs? You feed them, you make a potion that is a cursed potion, and you give it to the battle pig, or you give it to the pig, and it makes him a battle pig, and then you can control him perfectly. Maybe it's a hypnosis potion. Hypnotosis potion. Okay, Curly sends in another paragraph without an image. I haven't read these yet, and normally I'm very bad at reading things on air. I see by the end of 2013 that we currently in January know as FTB or Feed the Beast and Tekkit will be almost indiscernible from the Minecraft of the future. So he's saying that all these features in Feed the Beast and Tekkit are going to be in the future, at least in feature sets. It has been stated before that Notch was worried about changing the core of the game because he wasn't sure how much of the allure and magic was the base simplicity. Some things seem to have changed since then, as you see the beginnings of this already happening with Dinnerbone, including stuff like daytime detectors, command blocks, and in addition to the community showing no signs of slowing down their purchasing with copies of new Minecraft, I feel the difference will be that they ensure distinction between the base gameplay and the advanced stuff. So there's no need to feel pressured by the insane advanced contraptions. So he's saying that with all of these extra features, there will be things very similar to Tekkit, but you don't have to be that crazy of a gamer to be able to understand that. And I feel like Redstone was a really good sort of gateway drug into this because you can do crazy stuff with it, but really it's just Redstone and Redstone torches and repeaters and now comparator blocks and other things like that. Okay, and then finally, Cheeto says, I think we will see more auto-generated structures in different biomes, maybe even something in the snowy ice biomes we see in... Maybe we see igloos. Maybe in snowy ice biomes we see igloos, is what he said. All of this was not perfect quotes because I'm really horrible at reading aloud. So, there are some... I like how we started off kind of outrageous. We got even more outrageous in the middle, and then some actual generic new features that will probably be in Minecraft in the future. Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out with me during this episode of OMG Craft. If you would like to go back and watch previous episodes of OMG Craft, you can head on over to omgcraft.com. And if you want show notes for this show specifically, you can head on over to omgcraft.com/20, because this is episode 20. Just add the number to the end of the URL, and you get our show notes for this episode. Also, if you have a question, suggestion, tip, problem, anything like that that you would like to talk to me about, you can send your mail on over to mail@omgcraft.com. I can't tell if I did this in a brilliant realization, but that says omgcraft.com, and then underneath it says omgcraft.net. Luckily, we own both domains because I have missaid it so many times on air. So either of those – well, actually, if you send mail, send it to omgcraft.com because I haven't routed the .net one. But if you go to omgcraft.net, everything will work just fine. And that is it for this episode. Huge, huge, huge thanks to T2 and Cheeto. They have been knocking it out of the park. They are the producers that make this show possible. I'm just the guy that says it to you into a camera and microphone. So big, big thanks to those guys for helping out with this episode. And we will see you on another episode of OMG Craft.